In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
I think it's a good idea to start experimenting with meth when we're babysitting. Are we live, Matt?
Yeah, we are.
Episode number 12.
12.
The Marty and Michael Fully Anxious Podcast here in Michael's basement. It's been wild, man.
How much would it cost, Matt, for you to try meth?
Oh.
To try meth.
How much would we have to pay you to do meth?
How much of it? How much do I
just
have to do?
Just one hit.
A big fucking pipe hit. Like
nothing that's going to kill you.
No, just but like little... a decent hit.
Why?
Just because it's science.
Oh, how much are you offering?
No, just,
no.
Yeah,
tell
no,
us
this
how
is,
much.
No, this is a...
You tell us
we're
what
bartering.
You tell us what it's fair.
How much would you do meth for?
Oh, it's so disgusting to me. I don't know, like a grand?
Fuck off. You would try meth for a grand.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Next, on your holidays, when you have holidays from clang, 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 you have to fucking... If we give you a grand, you will do meth. On the boys' trip, you'll do meth.
We won't film you doing it, but we'll let people know that you're going to do meth, and then you go walk off camera, do meth, and then come back and tell us what it's like.
No. That was a horrible conversation.
No, you said you'd do it Matt. For a grand.
Yeah, of course I would. I'm just saying it's not very... Anyway.
It's it's a
Let us know if you want us... If you would like to see Matt
on meth.
It's
not very, very.
If you'd like to see Matt on meth.
I would love to see Matt on meth.
That's a very good idea. Yeah, we're going to try that. Anyway.
I'm scared what it'll do to me.
It's not. Like, yeah, it'll fuck you up a bit.
Become super brown.
No, you'll love it. Dude,
it's pretty fun.
I'll have all of you.
I reckon on the boys' trip you do it and then you get to stay awake. You get to enjoy the whole boys' trip. There's no sleeping. We should all do meth on the boys' trip.
That's what he was leading to, is that we all get on meth.
Boys'
trip. All
and
right,
if the purest one
if
does
we all do
we'll
meth,
have a meth day.
If you all do meth, if we all do meth, will you do it for free?
No.
But there's days for your clang clang work not to know that it's in your system.
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
So that's why the money option will bring me in.
Meth day on the boys' trip, you do it for a grand.
$1,000. That's $1,000 offer for any friend if
that's
they
pretty
want to
good.
Do meth.
Everyone should be able to pay their mate if they have the money to do meth.
Let's see how good your self-control is, mate. Let's see if you get addicted, cunt. We should pay him 10 grand and see if we can get him hooked.
We call him Meth Matt.
Or just meth.
or brownie meth. dude. Yeah, fuck. Maybe not. We won't get you hooked, Matt. But... I reckon we should have a meth day at the next boys' trip.
Oh, look, we'll think about
You're
it.
Disgusting.
Comment and let us know if you think we should do meth on the next boys' trip.
And if Matt should do meth, especially for $1,000.
All right, fucking shit talk. We had a bit of a mate's wedding on the weekend, didn't we, Matt Brown?
We did.
Emile's was very lovely.
I wasn't invited.
No, you weren't invited. So no. Suck shit.
It's like the second wedding I haven't been allowed to go to.
The funny thing was, one of the girls were there goes, oh, I heard Marty from Marty and Michael's coming. Oh, yeah, he is. And then they went, oh, I heard he's the better one of the two to invite. And I said, oh, to be honest, I think it's the other way around. I think Michael would actually be quite decent.
It depends. If you got me like proper plastered, it could be like.
Yeah,
you might not have had enough respect for Emile.
It would have just been a wedding that I'm allowed to destroy. No, I understand.
It was small and intimate. Like you would have liked, it would have been fun.
Yeah, it was only like 27 people or some shit.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
Quite intimate.
But anyway, it was a very fun night. I had a little dance with Emile in front of his family.
I gave him a kiss in front of his whole family.
On the lips?
On the lips.
Oh, man, that's
hot. It was very funny.
With tongue?
Nah, I tried.
Have you? Oh, okay, nothing. Sorry. yeah, well, guess what?
What?
It's my birthday. It's been my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is my last week as a 31-year-old man.
Michael's birthday's on Saturday. We're going to go and have a bit of a party. That's going to be fucking nuts.
I wonder what it's like. I haven't put the deposit down for it yet, so it might not happen.
Oh, well, we'll find somewhere to fucking roll around.
I want to do that.
And I don't know if you've seen on social media. You know how Michael had a fuckload of rats? Well, remember that? I even sprung up with the idea on a fucking podcast. You might remember. I was like, fuck, it'd be funny to get the rats from inside, from outside to inside. So I bought fucking mouse traps, rat traps, ones that catch them alive. And all of the fucking mice and rats are gone, completely gone. Because of we realized it was right after the floods that they left.
I haven't heard them since the floods.
So that we like could not catch any fucking rats. So I went and bought 100 and then we fucking threw them in Michael's bedroom. But you weren't even that scared.
Well, they were sort of like, I knew they were pet rats sort of. It was scary seeing these weird little creatures. But then I realized, oh, they're pet ones because they're all white.
They weren't vicious like that one. Yeah. Remember that one?
And they were real
front?
Slow. Like they were cute. And then one bit me and it freaked me out. But like, yeah, I'm not into... I must say I did want to keep one, but instead we let them out back. We freed them.
We drove to a secluded part of it with some forest and just released them. But I guarantee you, they're probably all dead now. They stood out so much because they're white.
Do you think that all the ones that were in the house originally have been eaten by a giant python?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I reckon, because usually they
but
get...
But there were a lot, man.
Yeah, usually...
There was like, seriously, we saw 10 that time going across the beam. And I've seen like, probably 5 other occasions in the garage. They were always hanging out. They come out of the bins and jump at me, but...
The snake would be gone now, but I'm just wondering, because usually when you have a lot of rats in a place, usually you'll find that the snake will show up at some point and eat a few of them.
I think that's an urban legend.
That's a myth, cunt.
Sorry
about that, eh? But anyway, it's going to be a wild episode. No PO Box this week. But what are we having instead?
Do we have no PO Box?
Oh, we got Nikki.
We've got you back this week. German segment back this week. We're going to start with Nikki's game, or a slightly different German game. And other than that, it's just a pretty fucking standard episode. We got a Bachelor Brown. We got a Black Book entry. We got Michael's written a Bible entry that pulled out. We got fucking questions. Prank call. What did we say for the prank call? What are we doing?
I reckon we call up a hotel again.
Hotel as Arnold Fine and say he needs his service pig to be able to book a place with his service pig.
Sleep in the room.
Because he has anxiety when he goes in public, and the pig's the only thing that stops him from being
anxious.
And
the pig actually identifies as
his
a dog.
Wife.
Or a wife, yeah. So they have to technically now let the pig go in as his wife or dog.
So pretty jam-packed fucking episode coming Rhonda. Your fucking way, cunt. I don't know if you remember last week, fucking we said, bring your fucking yearbook in, Matt Brown. And we wanted to see Matt Brown when he was a little spunky horn dog.
So this is actually my sister's one, but remember I told you the story that there was another Matt Brown in year 12 and my sister was in year 12?
You replaced that, but
and
Brown.
My photo got put in his spot, so...
Let's have a look here.
Try and cover up my sister's name.
Well, so you get double record. Like,
look at Matt Brown. What the fuck, man?
Holy shit.
You look so different there, you fucking cunt.
Hold it up to the camera, but cover my sister's name when you do it. I wonder if that's working.
Matt down.
It honestly looks like you when you were in high school.
It is me in high school.
How old were you there?
I was 14, I think.
It doesn't look anything like Matt. If you're listening on Spotify and stuff, what would you describe it as?
It looks like a pineapple.
He looks kind of like you know the cartoon movie 101 Dalmatians?
No.
The husband of the wife, but instead of that hair, it's just like spiked up hair.
No, did anyone watch Around the Twist? He's Bronson.
Ah, yep.
You look like from Bronson Around the Twist. Oh. Anyway, that's a compliment.
Anyway, that's fucking some childhood shit from Matt Brown.
There you go.
Also, guys, don't forget, let's do our sponsors.
Oh, shit.
Let's do our fucking sponsors. Please like and comment and subscribe. Oh. By the way, before we get into this, please like, comment, and subscribe. All right, let me just get the Nord VPN.
While you're saying like, comment, subscribe, do you want to tell everyone about the TikTok?
Oh, yeah, the fully actual TikTok. Oh, yeah, guys, before we jump into the sponsors, we do have a TikTok dedicated to this podcast where we just post little snippets. So it's Matty Mockle, fully actual on TikTok. So go on, if you're on TikTok, go and give it a follow and engage with some of the shit. And if you've got any suggestions for TikToks, little snippets from the podcast, feel free to send them on through, cunt. We'll be doing that. We'll be posting a lot more reels on the fully actual Instagram as well. Wow. NordVPN. Do you have a VPN? What? You don't? What the hell, man? You idiot. Don't you know you could have so much security that no one can track where you're fucking going? Don't you want that, idiot? No one can fucking track your shit, cunt. Don't you fucking want that, cunt? You fucking idiot. If you don't want that, cunt, you're a dumb bitch. Seriously. And that's straight from the heartstrings.
No, I back that.
Look, do you want to know some more shit? It doesn't even make your internet slower, all right? It's the same speed. So what have you got to lose? I'll tell you, nothing. Do you know why? It's only $3.35 a month if you go on a two-year plan. That's basically free.
On a two-year plan?
A two-year plan, only $3.35 each. Plus, if you use our discount code FULLYACTUAL, you get a huge discount on top of that and a free bonus gift. Do you understand? Plus an extra month free, and there's a money back guarantee if you don't like it. The link is in the description, or go to nordvpn.com/fullyactual if you want all of that insane. It's like free, basically.
I think, yeah, I think they pay you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you make money. That's how cheap it is. So if you want to make money, get NordVPN.
It's like solar power.
110%, Matt. It's a small investment.
Just think about it. Like, if you want to watch any show from like
1999.
Thailand, just you get a Thailand VPN, you can watch like their fucking soap, like operas and
dude, that's really
Thailand shows are great.
Man, Thailand, if you wanted to, you could go to India on your laptop.
You could actually go to India.
Yeah. It's you use it as a portal.
Yeah.
Right.
It's traveling.
You could Google India, and then do the street maps,
and you're there.
And you're there.
You don't
and
have
no
to
one
travel.
Knows.
And
no
if
one
you've
knows.
Got the VPN on, no one will know you
no
there.
No one will know you there.
So
I'm pretty sure you can't even be seen.
Yeah, if you want to run from the government, you get a VPN.
If you're any sort of criminal activity, if you're buying drugs from the dark web, use NordVPN.
100%. That would help out.
Dude, that would have helped us out so much.
And use Bitcoin.
Yeah. Anyway, NordVPN, get it.
Get it.
Oh, our second sponsor, everybody. Fucking Manscaped. Are you a dumb, hairy piece of shit, black, wiry fur, so thick people can't even tell you're a human being anymore? Well, go to manscaped.com. They got heaps of male grooming product, some of the best shavers we've ever seen in our lives. They will shave your hair and leave your skin untouched. Do you understand me? Matt's always pours the shampoo on my legs, uses a bottle every time. Michael and I like to use the nose trimmer. Michael's balls have never been so clean shaven. It's sickening. Yeah, everything smells good from Manscaped. They got ball wipes, they got lip balm, they got deodorants. Just go to manscaped.com and see. Now, I know what you're thinking, oh yeah, what do I get out of this? Oh, why would I go on there? Shut up, idiot. 20% off with fully actual 20 as the discount code. You fucking idiot. Get our discount code, you fucking idiot. Look at it. Fully actual 20, type it in. Now you're saving money. So now you're a dumb fucking dickhead if you don't fucking use our discount code, cunt.
And women can use it too.
So our two sponsors combined, you're saving yourself an arm and a leg, plus you have protection and a shaved knee.
Hey, while we're on the topic of shaving balls, I was shaving myself before the weekend and I was like, you
your
know
your testicles?
What? Yeah, everything.
You were expecting.
And I was trying to get, like, so I'd finished with the Manscaped and it worked perfectly, exactly how I wanted it to. And I wanted that little extra bit of shave.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting around like this top bit, and like just at the top of like my dick, there was just like the lightest of folds in the skin, and it fucking, the razor blade nicked it and it pissed fucking blood everywhere.
Matt's dick pissed blood.
So don't get the shavers.
No, the shavers were good, but yeah, I used a razor.
It worked a little too well.
Oh, so it wasn't that one.
Yeah, it wasn't Manscaped. Okay, so I used the Manscaped thing. It was perfect, except I used this razor afterwards and I nicked myself and yeah, it just wouldn't stop. I had to do the old shaver trick where you push something on like a bit of
paper
on it. Why does these suddenly smell?
And our final sponsor, of course, is the University of Markham. We post a weekly video that's fucking nuts. It's either an adventure from us, but usually it's just a really fucked up video, disgusting or pain that you've never seen before. You will never see this content anywhere else. If you don't believe me, go and have a look. It's a 21-day free trial, so you can leave before you get charged. So if you don't believe me, come on, go prove me wrong. Go on that fucking site and you show me where you can fucking see that shit anywhere else. It is fucked, cunt. There is some crazy shit on there and we're the fucking best at it, cunt. And right now there's probably in the experiment which kitchen utensils hurt the most.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you, mate, it's surprising. The winner is surprising, isn't it? And of course the extended rat prank out right now.
Yeah, and then the following week, I think we're going to figure out if humans can become cheaters.
You guys asked everyone if they wanted to do vlogs or of your event, like adventure vlogs.
Yeah, did it? Ringworm of the Ring?
Well, we got a fair few comments saying yes. There was one that said he wants more pain. But everyone,
where do we now? We got to figure out where to go vlog. It's like fuck.
I think
it's not much in Brisbane.
Yeah, I know. We got
There's an airport. There's like a few skyscrapers.
Maybe you do it as like a thing maybe once a month.
Yeah, we need to fucking think. If you have any suggestions for shit that you want to watch us vlog, let us know because we're always too scared it's going to be like too boring if we just go to a fucking like, I don't know, just go like go-karting for the day or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
you know?
There. You can't do that. But what you can do, go and this bounce. Is my idea, I reckon we go like... there's a plane wreckage in Brisbane.
That's a shit.
It is a shit plane wreckage. That's why we want to go there.
But we want to go to the plane wreckage and shit on the plane.
Because it's a historical piece.
Yeah, I'm worried about us putting that out there.
No, you're allowed to shit on a wreckage.
Birds shit on it, cunt. They don't bat an eyelid. Fuck.
We can't take it, but we can shit on it.
Or at least smear some on.
I'll check the books.
But anyway, yeah, so we'll be doing some adventure vlogs and our typical pain shit as well. All right. So it's over 200 videos on there now and it funds everything that we do. So fucking go and have a fucking geez, brother.
Should I get is it time for
it's
break. Right, we're back. If you haven't so far, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment and shit, man. Just lots of comments. But remember, everyone, before we get into on this day, just remember we have a competition. Did we say $2,000? $1,000 for any comment that is put on any podcast of
Michael,
this season.
Other way, Michael. Other way.
Shit.
Any comment that is put on any podcast from this season has the chance to win $1,000. The more you comment, the higher your chance of winning. And that's across... if you don't even need to make sense. You can just write a comma and that comment could win $1,000 at the end of the season.
Oh my God, I just realized. Who? You could have comment of the week and you could get pulled out as comment like of the year. You could double win.
Yeah, 100% you could have a double.
It's a very small chance, but it could happen.
That is $2,000.
Highly unlikely.
If that happens, we're all getting fully actualized.
Imagine if a Marty and Michael...
That's two mates on meth.
Imagine if a Marty and Michael comment won the money.
Oh, shit, dude.
It could happen, and I will. It could actually happen. I'm not lying about
one of
anything.
The timestamp comments wins.
Yeah, anything could happen. It's literally, you don't know what's going to happen on this podcast. Anything is so unexpected, man. There's pubic hair on the fucking table.
Yeah,
it's piss here. There's piss and shit everywhere, man.
Tubes.
On this day.
Is the shit still in the toilet?
Hey? No, we took that out within the hour.
Sorry.
Too much.
On this day in 1992, Stephen Seagull emerged from a silver cocoon hanging in the Amazon forest. No one knows exactly what Stephen Seagull is, but he has been witnessed communicating with foxes and pigs. He has no family, probably, and has never had a wife either, I think. After thorough research, I personally believe that Stephen Seagull is a mutated seed, and if we were to plant Stephen Seagull, I believe an alien plant would grow. Really, man?
It's true.
Bullshit.
Fucking,
or
look
a
it up.
Seagull tree.
Mutated seed.
I met him once in Mongolia.
Stephen Seagull.
Really? Is he the dude that does all the action films heaps?
Long
he,
hair.
He
man.
Did action films at one point.
He has long hair.
That's how I remember him too. Little ponytail.
Yeah.
I like him. I like him now after that.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's really stand up. Stand up, cunt. That's really stand up, cunt. That's journalism at its top fine.
It's off tap.
Stephen Seagull is a mutated seed. Matt Brown figured that out. That should be headlines all over the Daily Mail. Can't.
Sorry.
Anyway, moving right along to Michael's fucking Bible. Can you please pass me your fucking Bible?
Sorry, dude.
Okay. All right. Book 9, chapter 12, verse 9 from Flalalalalai. Imagine letting a strange man that you do not know enter your body without a dom who didn't really go through a proper STI check. Would you let him fuck you? If you let him inside you, you can go to the movies whenever you want and even go out for dinner. If you don't, you only get Netflix and takeaway at home. The man seems to be friendly but has a lot of support, but he can also be quite forceful. It seems really to give no other choice but to let him fuck you. Just imagine a world where that could be because that world isn't really being much B. If anything, it sounds really shit and dumb. Anyway, sorry.
What was going on there?
I think, I don't know. I was like hammered drunk.
That's how most Bibles are written.
Yeah, I'm probably. Pretty sure Jesus was fucking on it.
He loved his wine.
Loved his opiates too, can't
he?
Really?
Yeah.
They just be sleeping all day.
Yeah, can't he? He's fucking koala, can't he? Was fucking put up on that cross, can't he? He was passed out.
He was smashed.
And then they buried him for 3 days, but he was just fucking out of it, can't
he? He woke up.
Through withdrawals, baby.
That's exactly it. Holy
he's
shit.
He's fucking gone MIA, cunt. He had too many fucking opiates, cunt.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, holy shit. We discovered some impressive shit then.
All right. It is now time.
Oh, yes. Oh.
For the most disgusting segment any podcast has ever had before it. The most vile, sickening inner thoughts of the most deranged sex freak, Matthew Gregory.
Oh,
Matt's little black
the
book.
Ending.
I don't think you can...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can't talk about me like that.
This is pretty much a segment where we find an excerpt from Matthew's black diary here, where he has detailed a very vivid description of every single girl that he's ever fucked. Well, girl, corpse, man, thing, whatever. Everything's in there. All of his haves. All right. Now I'm just going to pick one at random.
I hope none of them
Matt has personally written all of them. No intervention, no help. He just went home, brought me this black book and said, here, this is what I used to do.
I didn't fucking give it to you.
He said
here. And he meant here as in H-E-A-R.
Oh, okay, here we go. Here we go.
Have a number 30. Oh, more on my back. Brown, Matt Brown.
Stop,
Matt. That's what it says. That's what it says. God. It was a humid, sticky summer's day. I was lying naked on the roof of my house, scanning my neighborhood for drunk females. Sweat was flowing down my chest and would pool in my belly button. I scratched my scrot with my long fingernails, picking fleas off as I went. I was admiring a festering patch of discharge crusted onto the tip of my little brown. I would gently run my fingers over it and let the hard, crusty outer layer tickle my skin. Discharge had been oozing from my cock mouth for over 2 weeks, and I knew something wasn't right. My little brown lazily flopped around on my belly, and I could tell he was feeling quite sick. I must have picked something up from that rotting stillborn I fucked a few weeks ago. I finally scratched the crust off and headed off to my doctor's appointment. I'd never been to a human doctor before and was quite nervous. I arrived, and while in the waiting room, my little brown gargled with pain as the other patients shot me concerned glances. The doctor came in and saved my embarrassment. Mr. Brown, follow me, please. I scampered after the doctor like a frightened prawn. The doctor led me into a room and closed the door behind us. So what seems to be the problem, man? My little brown is sick and is producing discharge that smells of cheesy fish and boiled cane toads. Okay, very specific. Why don't you pop your pants off for me and we'll have a look? I slowly stand, still unsure of whether to trust this doctor. I pull my pants down and reveal my writhing little brown, discharge splattering and spraying from its end. Oh my God. I don't believe I've ever seen anything like this before. I'm going to have to check your prostate and take some blood. I was unsure what checking my prostate meant, but turned around and bent over onto the examination table as instructed. I watched him put gloves on and then apply lubricant to his finger. All right, you might feel a bit of pressure here, he said. This can't be happening. Is this doctor attempting to have me after I showed him my festering disease, little brown? Surely this man wasn't a doctor. I'd never heard of such treatments. Sure enough, I feel his hands separate my huge ass cheeks, and I feel his finger glide into my messy, messy dot. I was stunned, frozen with fear as his finger fiddled around and worked its way up my colon. My mind was racing, but then I look down and see that my little brown looks healthier. He is rock hard and seemingly enjoying this man's finger. The discharge had stopped and it was swollen and throbbing like it usually does. I could see the cream running through my protruding cock veins. I realized that this may be how human doctors treat my particular ailment. Maybe having cures my stinky discharge. I suddenly became more relaxed and started enjoying the experience. I pressed back into the doctor, whose entire hand now disappeared up my thirsty asshole. I felt the doctor try and pull his hand out, but I gripped his wrist with my ring muscles, and just like a snake, I began swallowing this doctor's arm. What's going on? The doctor shouted. His fear fueled my lust, and my ass enveloped him further, up to his shoulder now. He was on his knees, desperately trying to pull his arm free. What are you? Help! Hey, help me! I turned my head 180 degrees so I could look him in the eyes. I'm Matt Brown. Suddenly, my asshole relaxes, and he falls back as his arm is freed. My little brown is swaying from side to side, eager to bury itself in this doctor. I jump on top of the doctor and grab his head on either side. I lower my face so it's an inch from his. I study him as my eyes dart around his face independently, just like those chameleon lizards. He seems to be scared, which was strange, I thought. He must be excited to give me my treatment. My tongue explodes into his mouth and wraps itself around the doctor's tongue and starts working up and down like it's jerking it. My little brown has already crawled in between his legs and has eaten a hole in the
back of his pants. The doctor's arms are flailing around and his eyes were wide open. I couldn't understand what he was saying as I still had his tongue wrapped up in mine. I assumed he was enjoying it and continued. My little brown burrows in between his cheeks and dives into his ass and plunges into his inner shit. I start rolling my hips forwards and back while still filling his entire mouth with my tongue. The doctor was kicking and pushing ferociously. He must really have been loving this. We roll around on the floor, knocking over chairs and equipment. My roll fucking starts to speed up and my eyes spasm with pleasure. I grind bang harder and heavier. My little brown had drilled its way through the doctor's colon and was now sitting in his stomach. The doctor had tears running from his shocked face. I still couldn't make out what he was saying, but through his muffled screams, but I was getting close to climax. I release his tongue from my tongue and arch my back as my hips hit tops fucks thrust speed. Power fucking at such speed that my hips were a blur. Greasy black men's power flung from my little brown deep into the doctor's body. We maintained eye contact as I filled, and soon my mince began gushing from his eyes, ears and mouth as his body was full. I finally finished mincing and I unplugged my little brown from his body. Mince was still bubbling and steaming from the doctor's orifices as he lay on the floor. He was dead. He couldn't handle my mince. Strange that this is how the doctor chose to treat me, yet couldn't handle it himself. His treatment did seem to work though, and my little brown looked completely back to normal. This doctor sacrificed his life so that I could have a healthy little brown. Thank you, kind doctor. I gently kissed him on the forehead, shit in my nappy, and penguin dove out the third story window. I pounded backwards home and was glad that my human doctor experience was so wonderful. I no longer fear doctors.
he pencil dove.
He penguin dove.
Oh, oh my god! I prefer pencil, but that is good. Holy shit, Matt! That was very. You love doctors.
That's why you love doctors now. You love going to the doctors just because you might get a prostate check, which you Matt thinks is sex. Matt thinks the doctor was doing that on purpose, initiating sex. But no, Matt, that's just him checking prostate, and you killed him for that.
Oh no,
you killed him for no reason. He was panicking, and he couldn't talk to you because you had his tongue wrapped around your tongue wrapped around his.
Oh my god,
he couldn't scream properly. Flailing his arms and legs until you filled him with so much ejaculate that it poured from his mouth and eyes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And that's not right.
Oh, holy shit, dude. That is so intense.
If you guys, if you can't support us in any other way, right, please just if we've put a little smile on that dial, please like, subscribe, and don't forget to comment anything. Every time you comment, not only are you helping us, but you're helping yourself and you're being financial. Because you can win $1,000. Please go ahead and do that. And if you're on Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. It's so easy. You just search for us and then you click on the stars, go 5-star, done. Remember?
I've struggled got with it.
Far too ringed, mate. Dude, that was the most intense fucking brown yet.
Really?
He killed a man.
Yeah, you killed him. Man,
I lost Michael to giggles.
Holy shit, dude. It's so intense. Dude. Oh, you've murdered someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my All right, God.
Speaking of murdering people, Matt murdering people, it's time for us, one of our favorite segments. It's time for Michael and I to step into Matt Brown's life.
It's not one of our
fucking
favorites.
Organize it, right? It's time for Bachelor Brown.
No, here we
Bachelor
go.
Brown. He's right behind you. He's always behind you. Please turn around before it's too late. Oh, he's right behind you. Oh my God. Time.
My bro's right behind you. And this is a segment where Michael and I hand select
neighbors will be like, wow,
females to have a phone date with Matt Brown. Okay, handpick them. And just to help Matt on the right path, we know what he needs to look for in a girl. Matt has no idea. There he sits all alone on a toilet, grown man, or sitting on a toilet, talking absolute nonsense.
There's no shit in the toilet.
And completely single.
Actually, one of the funniest things at that wedding was nearly every single person was in a couple, and that was the ongoing thing. Oh, so where's your, you know, who's your partner? Like, you know what I mean?
Just, where's your girlfriend?
Yeah, so are you seeing anyone?
She's in the trunk of my car.
Well, we did see you, like, dance with someone.
Yeah, Matt had a little bit.
Yeah, she was my partner in the, because I was part of the wedding party, everyone. And she was my partner for the wedding party. She was really good.
Connor, I trust you. If you think that's okay,
oh, yeah, leave it. Of course, Connor's going to love that. Of course
you'll
leave
think
it.
That, you think that might get cancelled? Yeah.
I don't know. It's sort of promoting Clang Clang.
What's Clang Clang? Giggle, giggle, giggle. All right. Oh. Clang Clang Clang.
All right, let's get this over with because it's not fun for me.
All right, this is a segment where, like I said, we find a girl from Matt Brown. We call her live on the show and help Matt through this because he is so bad at it. You wait till you hear how bad Matt is at this.
I'm already sweating.
Yeah, exactly.
What's her name?
Shazza?
Shazza.
Yep.
Shazza.
Shazza.
Dude.
Matt, don't start your judgy McPants.
You're called Matt.
You are Matt Brown and you are Greg's son.
Oh.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Sharon. This is Marty and Michael here, and you are on the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast, and I have a very excited but timid Matt Brown next to me. He's been stressing about talking to you. He's a really nice guy. Don't judge him just based off what you're about to hear from him alone, because he's a nervous fucking wreck and his eyes are shooting all over the place and there's drool all down his front.
You check if it's her yet? I haven't even given her a chance to speak. Could be the wrong number.
Hello, is this Sharon?
Shazza, yeah.
Yes, I thought it might have been, Matt. I thought it might have been. All right, Shazza. Well, look, I'm going to... let Matt talk to you, and he's gonna sort of ask some questions about you and just try and get to know you a little bit. Go, Matt. Come on, think of something. Oh.
That's good.
Come on, come on, Matt. Oh my God,
tell her what you do,
dude. Ask her something. This is so embarrassing.
Can you stop for a sec?
Shazza, do you have anything you'd like to ask Matt to try and break the ice? His hands are literally shaking.
He's bleeding right now.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Mm.
So it's, say, the Sunday. Now, if you were to meet my mother, what would you get her for Mother's Day?
Holy shit. That's so relevant.
Fucking get her one of these.
Hang on. Stop it.
Get her one of these.
Sit down. I don't know your mother, so I would be very smart and I'd buy her flowers.
What would you say to her, though?
So my mother is actually a gardener and she thinks it's an absolute waste of money buying flowers. When you could pick them.
She'd punch you.
She'd get punched in the face.
She set me up.
So what would your mum do if Matt gave her a dozen of the freshest red roses?
Oh, she'd be so polite about it. She is the sweetest human. So
that's nice.
There you go, Matt. See, all mothers are sweet.
Yeah, Matt, calm down. Okay, you're not talking to Shazza. Much. You're not having a go at her mum. he swelled up a bit, man. He got a bit excited.
Shazza, I'm
threesome.
Can you calm down, Shazza? I notice you have is it a Kiwi accent?
I do, yes.
So whereabouts are you in New Zealand?
Oh, here we go. Where are you from?
I'm from Auckland,
but I've only been back in New Zealand for about 18 months now.
Ah, okay. Get off me. God. So, you were in Australia before that?
No. So, I spent the last 4 years in Canada. Before that, backpacking in Peru and Bolivia. And before that, I actually did live in Peru.
You're in Peru and Bolivia?
Ask her if she's open to marriage.
I went there once.
Ask her if she likes anyone from the podcast.
Do you like anyone from the podcast?
Marty and Michael.
Ask her if she likes anyone from the podcast more than a friend.
Do you?
This is so shit.
Do you like anyone on the podcast more than a friend?
Oh, definitely you.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
All right, Shazza, what do you do when you're not working? What do you do for fun?
I try and spend as much time as I can with my family and friends since I've been away for so long.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Where have they been?
No, me. I was traveling.
She was traveling.
Ask her if she'd consider like going out with someone from the podcast.
Before I ask her that question, hey, when you were in Bolivia, Shazza, did you go to, is it Route 36 or 26?
Shit. In La Paz? It's neither.
I'm curious.
He loves the cocaine story.
Yeah. Shazza?
Oh, right. Yeah. So I was just in La Paz.
Yeah.
For a little bit. I spent more time in Peru.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. All good. I wrote my name on the wall there. Anyway.
hey, Shazza, do you ever come? You come to Australia a bit or not much?
I am planning to go there in September for a friend's wedding.
Oh,
where is the wedding at?
It's in Perth.
Oh,
man. You are willing to go to Perth, though.
Pick you up on the way.
You always said you'd go to Perth.
You said that you did want to go there.
I do want to go to Perth, actually. See? I've never been.
Oh, my God. Well, do you get a plus one to this wedding, Shaz?
No, you can't invite myself to a wedding.
Just wait.
That's out of control.
You are not inviting yourself. I'm inviting you. Do you have a plus one to this wedding, Shaz?
Sure, I could get a plus one
for
the wedding.
Oh, that Matthew Brown is going to another wedding.
Hang on.
Now, Shazza, when we get off the phone here, do you have Instagram? Would you mind adding Matt Brown 1111 on Instagram?
It's 4 ones.
I actually
record
this phone call.
Oh, she already does. That's perfect. Maybe you guys can have a conversation, and I seriously think that Michael and I would be happy to pay for the costs of the travel. But if you can get a plus one to that winning, we would really love to send Matt Brown with you.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're going on an excursion.
No.
You're going on an excursion.
It's just a fun date. What a better fun date than a wedding, baby?
It'll be fun.
Weddings are
coming up in February in New Zealand.
You could go to New Zealand. Yes. See, this is perfect. All right. Well, look, this sounds like it could be very promising. Send us the details of whatever the travel costs are.
Michael and I
will fix that, and then we'll just book that in, and then you guys can go on a wonderful date to a wedding, you lucky boy, hey? Aren't you lucky that we're doing this for you, eh?
You should do math.
Do math at the wedding together.
Oh, she's laughing.
Meth Matt can come out. We'll give you a grand.
Meth make Matt horny.
Hang on. Shaz, I've never done meth.
Oh, yeah.
He said he would for a grand.
He said he would
at the
next boys trip.
They're trying to get me to do it, and I don't want to.
You are doing it at the next boys trip.
Holy shit. So you guys are pretty much together now. I reckon that's that.
You guys are gone.
You guys are now together.
That's actually serious. It's actually a serious relationship.
Agreed?
Now.
Okay, we found you a girlfriend.
Shazza, it's been really good chatting to you.
Thank you for your time, Shaz, and we wish you and Matt all the best. And yeah, like I said, just flip me the bill for the extra travel costs, and Michael and I'll fix it.
Holy shit, you've got a girlfriend now.
Stop saying you're going to fly me places and fly people.
Happy chatting to Matt Brown, and we wish you guys all the best. We really do. He's got a golden heart in the very center. It's surrounded by hot mints and lust sperm. But in the very center, it's a golden heart. Isn't it, Matt Brown?
It's like
a
Bosley. So
pardon?
It just sounds so romantic.
Yeah, exactly. And what a beautiful first date we've set up for you guys. You're welcome. All right, Sharon, have a lovely day. We love you. Matt Brown especially loves you very much, more than a friend. And he can't wait to see you at the wedding.
See you, Shazza.
Thanks, Shazza.
Bye, Shaz.
Bye.
Bye.
You have a girlfriend now.
Dude, you have the best date lined up, cunt.
Oh,
man, that's like the sickest, illest shit ever.
Does it smell like poo?
Bosley.
It's amazing. That's incredible.
Oh, I just got a bit of sweat dribbling down there.
That's a lot of sweat, dude.
Yeah, I like to put it on there.
La 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 la.
Oh, weeks.
That's dude, promising, man.
You have a girlfriend.
Are you talking to the one from last week?
Oh, so two updates.
Holy
yes,
shit.
Yes, two updates.
Before we continue so with how great Shazza is and we're going to fly me to different parts of the world. So, yes, last week so I had some good
because, man, she's coming to live with
chatter.
You.
She's very nice.
She's coming. We got him a roommate and now a wedding date.
Don't say it because I think she would actually fly
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we're
her.
Serious.
And I'm not.
What do you mean, Matt? It's
anyway,
only a few months.
Anyway, last week we pointed out that Alexi bailed on us.
Yeah.
Well, she came back with a vengeance.
Oh! What happened?
Nothing. She, because I said she just disappeared. I didn't know what happened. And then, boom, she reappeared and sent me some chats and we've been talking.
Send you some chats? Like what? Are you guys flirting?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
So you've seen her now?
She's very, yeah, she's very flirty. Like, it's hard
to. Oh, man, bro. Good time.
So she's top three. She's top three.
To be honest, I think trying to call a top three right now is really difficult.
Yeah, he doesn't want to show his hand yet. I get it. He wants
Let's
to keep,
write him
he
down.
He wants to fucking string them all along until he finally picks three
hang
at the
on,
end.
Hang on. No, Michael, we'll do it later. It's going to be a task.
Okay. Oh, wow. We really got to talk it through?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I reckon, well, she's automatically
working,
in.
Look, Matt, how can you be upset with this? You've got a roommate if you want it there. You've got a date in Perth if you want it there. You've got girls flirting with you on the gram. What more could you fucking want, cunt? You had a fucking date? You had a fucking date with a lovely young lady? Remember?
Yes.
All Holy in shit. The space so of 12 weeks.
It is only a matter of time. You'll be married in, I reckon, 2 weeks.
Give us another 12 weeks and you should have a wife hanging off your sores.
Oh, just no.
Anyway, moving right along to
okay.
And that's a cow, which means it's time for comment of the week, where we have a shit board where we cut out with scissors and glue onto a board. If you win comment of the week, any comment can win comment of the week. We just quickly scroll through and just pick one at complete random. There are all the previous winners. All of the people on that board are in the running to win another $1,000 at the end of the year. Okay, so if you get put on this board, you'll have a 1 in 39 chance of winning $1,000 at the end of the year. I like those odds, cunt. Stand by. That's solid odds. So
stand by.
We've picked another comment. So that's a separate competition to just a random comment that's going to win $1,000.
So we have comment of the week and random comic. They're two competitions. You can both win $1,000 through each of them.
He's on a fucking toilet. He's a grown man. That's a grown man.
That was so good. That was so good.
Yeah, what Matt said.
Okay. You're very stoned in your delivery of things, so I need to be straight with it sometimes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We've already done them.
Yeah, I just like spraying. It's like cooling.
Yeah, I could have got stuff for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he needs
it's like
some
a
more.
Wet river.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh.
Hey, come now.
I wonder if people pick up like the difference between the start, the bong break, and then the rest of it.
All right, let's move on. All right, comment of the week. Do we have the comment of the week? You sent it to me.
I've got it here. Can you just relax?
What is it, Matt? What is it, Matt? What is it, Matt? What is it, Matt?
All right, comment of the week went to Chris Cullen.
Yes.
And the comment is Matt's dad, Greg.
Matt's dad, Greg. That is a very good comment.
That is a good comment. Yeah.
Matt's dad, Greg. What was his name?
There's a few dots. Yeah.
What was his name?
Dad.
Oh, Chris Cullen.
So Chris Cullen, you're going on the board and you're in the running to win. Well, you're in the running to win two sets of $1,000, but one of them is very good chance.
Yeah, you've got one in
1 in 39.
One in 39. Fuck it, another $1,000.
No, stop putting money out.
No, one in 39 if you're on the comment board.
I know, but he just said another 1,000. I don't know what he's talking about.
Give $2,000, 1,000 to two different people in the comments. That's $2,000. Now you halved your odds to one in 24.5 chance of winning.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Two mates on math you can get if you win two.
All right.
My maths was off just then, by the way.
That's coming at 18.5.
It's not as... not as firm when I do yours.
Yeah, it was weird.
She's very relaxed. And with Matt Brown, it's more like, because he's on a toilet. Anyway.
You got to be serious about it.
All right, here we go. So these are the questions now?
These are the questions now. If you want us to, if you want us to read your question, or we read the questions with the most likes, okay? So once you write your question, have a scroll through, see which questions you like, give them a like. We read the ones with the most likes first and work our way down and see what happens. And unless we've answered them before, in which case, sometimes we don't answer the most liked questions. Moving on.
Yeah.
All right, top question went to...
We're fucking fucked up, man. We're fucking grown men. Let's make noises.
Top question went to Killer Sir 2000. Lost my
head. Okay, here we go.
All right. Are you guys going to do another Members Dare soon? The one you guys did is one of my favorite videos, and I'd love to see another one. With love from Canada.
Yeah, 100%. Because we're sort of like, it's hard to continually think of so many pain videos. You know, we feel like we're just like recycling shit. So we will 100% become new members soon.
That was nice.
That was very good.
Oh.
All right. Next question is from, it's either Yasko or Jasko. Not sure. Depending pick. Where they're from. And I can't say the last name. It's Omaragic. Omaragic?
No, it's not.
Yasko Omaragic. Question for the podcast. How is Matt Brown going to die?
We've said this.
Yeah, haven't we have done we? This one?
I don't know.
We did our deaths. I was a motorcycle accident.
What was mine?
Matt was,
I think, some sort of complications with an infection on your testicles.
Oh. Oh, I don't think that was it. I don't want that one either.
Well, I think that that's how you'll go, to be honest.
Oh, I don't sort like of it.
Testicle infection.
How would yours be?
We said a massive heart attack.
That's right.
Yeah, we all got sad.
But I retract that now. I believe my heart is fine. Blood pressure's doing good. Lifestyle's still not as healthy as it can be, and I don't feel my heart beating as much anymore. I'm not measuring it because it just freaks me out.
But so what is it now? Kidney failure?
Nah, starvation.
Yeah, starvation.
You die of bulimia.
Oh, yeah, true.
You get addicted to doing that. You will.
Oh, it's in control. It's in control. But I get it.
And now
it's in control.
Next question is from Matt Dog 99. Question for the podcast. What does the term king hit mean? He's obviously not from Australia.
A king hit is a slang term for just punching someone in the head as hard as you can.
I think in other countries they call it a cheap shot.
Have you ever been king hit, Matt?
It doesn't need to be. I think that's a common misconception. I could be in a fight with someone and they could be facing me, and then I king hit them still. It's just as hard. It's like a haymaker that connects.
I thought the king hit is when you hit someone and they're unaware that they're about to get cleaned
That's
up.
That's a coward punch. Yeah. That's a coward punch.
Yeah. Fuck, it is too. What is a king
or
hit?
Or a
then?
Legend swing.
a hero's punch. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well.
I'm happy to hear people's opinions on that, because I thought it was when you hit them from within.
Yeah, we've been coward punched before.
Oh, man. So many times.
I had my tooth go through my lip once with a coward punch.
Yeah. I had like an eye socket fracture.
I was thinking about that fucking, the brawl in Paris the other day. I'm pretty sure that I was knocked unconscious.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You sort of like realize. I remember there was being a fight.
No, because I came to and no one was in the dance floor.
That's what you remember.
And then I got up and everyone had been cleared to the sides and everyone was just staring at me. And then I just walked outside with a broken fucking nose.
Well, it's like the time we were in line at like a Surfers Paradise bar And then apparently he said that I got hit and you got kicked out and I just stayed in the line thinking that
Michael
I
got
there.
Fucking was standing in a line. Michael starts an argument with some weird fuck behind us. And then Michael just, he just fucking punches Michael as hard as he can. And then I grab him and bear hug him. The security guard sees us fucking wrestling and then kicks us out. And Michael's like concussed and fuck just waiting in line facing the front. And I was like, Michael! And he just wouldn't respond to me and went into the fucking club. And I'm like waiting outside.
That is fucked.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Not again.
Man, we've been king hit hard.
I remember, the time in Paris, same thing. Tooth went through the lip. It's so annoying.
I've had
twice. Like a free piercing.
I don't think I've ever been king. I've had twice I've heard the footsteps of someone coming at me and I've ducked and gotten out of the way. But wow. I've never been king hit though.
Okay, how much would it cost for you to let us, like someone king hit you?
After you did the meth. Dude. Matt Brown gets king hit on Matt.
Would you? How much more would you hit?
I don't want to get king hit at all.
Oh,
you could die.
And the brain damage as well. So maybe 10 grand. I'm 35. If I was 25, I'd take
grand.
It.
10 grand. For a king hit now, I'd have to get 50K.
I wouldn't do it for 50K.
Yeah, you could die.
You could fully die.
And who's hitting me? Because James Lee,
John Farnham.
I've seen James
John
Lee.
John Farnham.
Yeah, but he goes 50%.
Yeah, John Five. I'll take a king hit from John Farnham, but don't put like a James Lee on it because I've seen James Lee hit the machine before and it's fucking terrifying.
Well, imagine he just, you're the voice trying to understand. He's just screaming at
make a noise and make it.
Oh, bang. I would watch that. I would pay some money, but only if you're okay after.
Matt Brown gets king hit by John Farnham.
On meth.
Wait, can you message him? Message him, ask him if he'll do it.
I don't know if he'll have Instagram.
We'll do it later. All right, next question is from Toxic Plays. Marty, Michael, why do farts smell worse in the shower?
It's a great, like, sort of
mystery. We actually have a
mystery.
Video idea about that. Does everything smell worse in the shower?
But like, I guess we could just sort of go through.
Take it different types of shit, maybe some vomit and piss.
Yeah, what else? How do you step it up? It'd be good if we had heaps of golly. How's the cum bottle coming along?
Matt Brown has a wry smile on his face.
Is it getting there? How much? Do this with your fingers. Show us how many centimeters.
I'm not showing you anything.
Please.
All I'm going to tell you is I have attempted to start it out of curiosity of what would happen to it.
You test it out.
To test it out. And I couldn't resist, like I couldn't resist the golly bottle smelling it just to check after like, I can't remember how long. And it is quite fucked.
It's just dry on the sides?
Yeah, it is.
Or have you made it liquid?
No, it doesn't go dry.
You've got liquid.
It's like golly.
There.
It's.
Oh, well, my God. Awesome. How much have you done?
Not much.
Like and that?
Just don't you worry about how much, okay? I can't do this,
he's
okay?
Being shy.
Because if I do this, everyone's going to know, oh, he's masturbating a lot. All right? I don't want to.
So it's like
not revealing, all right?
Everyone already knows that.
But just know that it's not a good time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're loving it, Kelly. You're getting paid to do your favorite pastime.
Yeah, getting paid to masturbate.
Have you counted how many loads it is?
No,
can you keep track?
Yes, I know how many it is.
Keep a number.
Yeah, don't stress. I know how many it is and I will continue.
Whoever can guess it gets $1,000.
It would be... I reckon it would be like thousands.
Well, the episode before with the reveal will get you guys to guess. Whoever guesses it correctly, you can get $1,000.
You know, you have those at work, they'll do guess how many Smarties are in the jar.
Guess how many loads in this bottle, cunt. Marty Morgan for the annual podcast, cunt. We're fucking pubes flying around, cunt. Sticking to me foot, sticking to me legs. Dun,
dun, dun. All right. That was a bit out of control.
Yuck. They're on my leg.
All right, next question is from Ringworm D001.
Fucking Ringworm,
Is there any warning or text calls that go out to the neighbors before a video or a podcast so you don't scare the shit out of them?
No, not in the neighbors here. They're fine with it. They're used to it, count too. And it's pretty fucking soundproof, count too, in this fortress. It's fucking fortress in the account too.
Well, yeah, and they're all cool. They're all lovely people.
Yeah, they're all fine with it, count too.
Next question is from Your Face. You guys have explained before what you think your parents would think about what you do, but How do you think your parents would describe what you do for a living to someone else?
I think mum's told me. I think she just says that I'm a business owner or something, or she, or just that I make videos or some shit like that. Maybe. Something like a one sentence fucking try and move on to the next subject type reply.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they, yeah, I'll have to ask them. I work in the media industry.
The meat industry?
Yeah, the meat media industry.
Yeah.
One of those two, I think, that they would say that.
Oh, yeah. He's a butcher.
He works in the meat industry.
He's a butcher.
They have no understanding of what we do. They just listen to one Arnold Fine prank call about his pigs and just assume that that's what we do.
Fucking hell.
The butcher. It's all just about the butcher.
Next question. Next question is from Clo.
That's in the toilet.
Question for the pod. How disgusted or weirded out on a scale of 0 to 10 were your girlfriends with the podcast last week? P.S. Bosley is the coolest dude.
They were fine with it.
Yeah.
They thought that Montfort that held back like 10%, and it's probably right.
But some people reacted really positively that you guys were hilarious.
The prank call was one of my favorites. Like, Rhonda is the best to listen to.
But yeah. They don't mind. They look, this happens at home too, can't.
Question for the podcast. Matt, what's the story on your dad getting stabbed in the face? Was that not prepared? So last week, I think I mentioned in chatter that my dad got stabbed in the face. I'll keep it short and sweet. He was in a, years ago, he was in a 7-Eleven and a robbery took place and a dude walked up to him and stabbed him in the face. Oh no.
Ow.
Oh. Yeah, both of you. Anyway, he got caught. He got caught from the ear down to the cheek.
He being robbed?
Yeah, the 7-Eleven was getting robbed.
Just a random attack.
No, the guy walked in there and wanted to, you know, make a scene to make sure he got the cash.
And did he get the cash?
And he said, yeah, he got the cash.
Your dad doesn't even have a scar there, though.
No, it's healed up pretty good. It was pretty sliced open when it first happened. I wish I could have had a photo.
Did he get
a
big payout?
I don't know.
Probably would.
Do you ever call your dad by his name, Greg?
It's always dad.
Sometimes.
Would you do a video where you go up to him and just call him Greg?
Yeah. Do you want me to, I'll do that next time I see him.
I would love to see that, please. Right.
What do you want me to say? Hey, Greg.
Kiss his cheek with an open mouth.
Yeah. How much would it cost for you to kiss your dad on the cheek with an open mouth?
No.
On meth.
Yeah, the meth would probably make it easier.
100% it would.
Oh, wow.
100% it would.
Next question is from Romano Peterson, I think. Would you ringworms ever consider doing another series similar to Which Sport is the Scariest?
Yes. Yeah, look, we want to do a Marty vs. Michael series. I don't know when yet. We're working hard to get a backlog of videos. We're like 2.5 weeks ahead. So if we were to stop filming right now, we'd have 2.5 weeks of videos to come out. But remember, it's hard for us to get ahead. We post three Facebook videos. I was thinking about it the other day. We do three Facebook videos on the other page, one on the main in YouTube, plus fucking the podcast, plus a website video, plus TikToks.
Sounds like you should hire Matt Brown.
It's fucking insane, cunt. Yeah. Oh, you reckon?
Can't ask that question.
Get around.
Next question from Bryce Carter. When will Matt Brown ever get a girlfriend?
Well, I reckon 2 weeks. You have a wife.
2 weeks. I'm going to be married.
That's very optimistic. Look, I reckon by the end of the season, you'll have a fucking thing on your arm.
I'm going to have a thing.
Remember the doctor's arm went all the way up to his shoulder.
As you pushed back against him.
You've murdered someone.
And the last.
That is so fun.
We've lost him again.
Oh my god, okay.
When you're ready, Michael.
Okay. Oof, okay, yeah, okay.
Michael?
And then his head spun around 180 degrees. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Michael.
Okay, I'm good. Yeah, sorry.
You ready?
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Waiting to see if he goes off again.
I'm good.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, next question. Oh, sorry. Last question is from Ed Boy Con. What are your guilty pleasures?
What? Sugar is fucking good.
I love some treats.
Oh,
man.
It is addictive. I had half a packet of pastel lollies, Clinkers. Like the sugar-coated lollies. I had a Kit Kat Chunky, and then I had half a bag of lollies again. I had too much sugar. No, that was Sunday. Yeah, Monday night.
Sunday morning.
Last night, too much. I can gorge on sugar.
Yeah, no, you have it like it's a meal, and you've learned that habit through your childhood.
Yeah.
But yeah, we fucking had a
gummy
day
lollies.
Had a day off yesterday because it's a public holiday here in Australia, and yeah, it's been we've been naughty boys. I've been eating pretty badly, eh?
My back's sore from this toilet.
Yeah, you should try lean back.
Yeah, no, that hurts. It's because it goes into my back.
Why don't you get a pillow or something, man? God,
get a pillow.
Yeah, get a pillow to put there. But you got toilet cover you could put there. All sorts of things.
I got it.
All right, well, we may as well have a bunk break. Oh, such a good boy. And we're back. Look at Bosley, everyone. See? Such a perfect animal.
I got a pillow.
Look at his little ears. It's a bit darker than the rest of him. It's unbelievable.
I love it when you like rub him.
He's 9 now. He's 9 years old, Brown.
He fully sighs. He can sigh, Matt.
Yeah, I know. He goes,
yeah, if we're being too loud or something, he'll do that.
Or if we're
sigh and leave.
Or if he hasn't had dinner or he wants to go for a W.
Yeah, he ends up being such an annoying fuck then, doesn't he? Anyway, moving right along to the German segment.
Okay? Now, how are we doing this one?
Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but when we first started the German segment, it was me reading a German sentence and then giving Michael a few options to choose what it means.
Okay.
You got to guess. So it's pretty much German or gibberish, but it's all German. You have to guess what it means. We'll do 3.
Okay. We'll give it a chance. Let's go back to it. Thank you, Nikki, for doing this again. Sorry.
Nice and gentle with Michael.
Oh!
All right. Did I explain what we're doing already?
I can't remember.
Yeah, what are we doing? I'm very confused. Are you just going to read it out and Michael's going to guess?
Yeah, so I read out the
And you can
sentence.
Guess too, yeah, Mr.
Yeah,
Brown.
Yeah, you guess too, Browntown.
I'm not good at this.
Number 1. Die ist weg vom Fenster! Die ist weg vom Fenster. Now that could either mean number 1, she is away from the window, or number 2, nobody cares about her anymore.
I'm going to go nobody cares about her anymore.
I reckon the first one because
yeah. Michael is correct. 1-0 Michael. It means she's away from the window.
I'll make a pile for the used ones because we get confused.
You love piles of used.
Yeah, the bottom one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Used.
Oh, Bosley.
Dafür lege ich meine Hand ins Feuer. Dafür lege ich meine Hand ins Feuer.
I'm struggling from Bosley.
And that could either mean, for that I lay my hands in fire, or I promise, I swear.
I reckon it's the first one.
It 100% lay my hands in fire.
That was demonic.
You're both correct. 2-1 to Michael.
Sorry.
I don't know that last word.
Have you done 3 yet? It's been a long time.
Sorry. This is the 3rd one now.
Sorry.
Ich werfe das Handtuch! Ich werfe das Handtuch!
Which could either mean I give up or I throw the towel.
I throw the towel.
Oh, yeah, because ul is towel, of course.
Shut up. Come on. You don't know that.
Yep.
You were both correct. Michael wins 3-2.
All right.
And now that is the German segment. How did you,
get punished?
How did you go playing along at home, everyone? Did you guess 3 out of 3? Let us know in the comments.
Wow, that is good interaction with fans.
You know us.
Do you want to do a punishment?
Okay. Yeah, I will have some. Thanks.
Oh, I'm okay, so happy now, right now.
Since Matt lost now, I get to hit him as hard as I can with this wooden spoon. All right? Where do you want it, cunt? You on your fucking belly or what?
Tonight I'm just not feeling it.
This will be with the might of the doctor's spirit.
Feeling it tonight. Please
you,
be nice.
You fucking killed a man.
Oh, you backed up a bit.
Yeah, that was made 80%. It worse though.
Oh, sorry.
That well, maybe the doctor's okay with you killing him.
He wanted, yeah, it was only
he
a
wanted
doctor.
To die.
It was only a doctor, I thought. It's only a man.
The spirit of his hit was not that bad, so you're fine.
He only killed just a man. It's all right.
Show me the mark.
Show me the marks. Oh, show me the marks. Matt Brown has a little red welt. I hit him hard with a wooden spoon. Now we are moving right along. No P.O. Box this week. We don't have anything sent in. If you do want to send us anything, remember, send it to P.O. Box 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland, Australia. Send us whatever you want. Send us your body parts. Send us your crazy shit. Send us stuff to eat. Send us stuff to apply to our skin. We'll
send
do
us
whatever you want. Baby, we
send me a girlfriend.
On the podcast.
Send me a girlfriend.
Send Matt parts of a girlfriend.
I'll put her together.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we should get a mannequin. And then whatever you send in at the end of the season, whatever's on the mannequin is your now
dude,
wife.
Dude, that's like a Requifton. We build like a Requifton.
Yeah, dude. Can we do that?
That was my envision for the PO Box at the beginning of the season.
We're getting, what's his name? Armored?
The mannequin?
Yeah.
What was his name again?
I can't remember.
Chestnut?
Hamish?
Chestnut?
Stop.
Chestnut. We build him. We put him here, and whatever people send in, we add to the mannequin.
I can't believe
that's your name. Their wife.
Because people are going to send in parts of themselves.
Yeah. Well, we've already got pretty much a person.
We've got pubes to put on it.
We've got teeth
to put all over it.
We've got teeth.
Have we got teeth?
We've got hair, pubic hair for its head hair as
We've got cum so we could cut a hole and stick it in there.
Holy shit. We have the perfect. We're going to build a new
We have fingernails?
Yeah. Can we?
No.
I reckon we're doing it. We have to.
Anyway,
stop. The PO time. Box is going to be coming.
And the
festering.
Mannequin goes where the fully actual sign is. It goes where that whole bookshelf is. So we can take that out. The mannequin goes there.
If people start sending us parts of themselves, we will put it on the mannequin, okay?
Where is the mannequin?
It's in the garage.
Sorry. And like.
What the fuck was its name?
We have to dress it in something. So some interesting clothes.
Its name. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember either. Hamish?
I was like, yeah, it's gone.
Alberto?
It's fucking gone. If someone said
Abraham.
It,
Lincoln.
Nah, Abraham's an invisible man.
Oh, yeah, true.
All right. Prank call time, everybody. All right? Here we fucking go. I'm going to call a hotel as Arnold Fine. We like calling hotels now because they're always open. Crazy, right? I'm going to call a hotel as Arnold Fine and say that I have a pig that I need to sleep with me in the room. Because it's my service pig. Do you understand? It's my service pig. I need it with me. I suffer from anxiety. Arnold Fine. Are you chef pig?
Sorry.
Maybe 50 kilo pig?
And say that the pig
identifies
is a dog.
As
no,
a dog.
No, yeah, and it is an actual
the
dog.
Pig, dog, same thing.
Yeah.
Pig dog, same thing, yeah.
The same thing, same exact animal.
Pig dog.
Oh, I'm excited.
Womp.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Maybe even have Rhonda in the background abusing him. They won't let you fucking stay with it.
We could pre-record Rhonda and then just play her throughout.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
Anyway, you're confusing the listeners. For those wondering at home, that's Matt Brown playing.
With himself.
He's playing.
All right, everybody, here we go. Stay with it. Remember, they'll be able to hear you if you're talking to...
Gary speaking.
Oh, hello. My name Arnold Fine. I need to book a room for maybe 2-3 night over weekend.
What date are you looking for, sir?
Maybe Friday, Saturday, and I not know about Sunday yet. I find out, but definitely Friday, Saturday.
Okay, have you
stayed with us
before, sir?
No, I just Google hotel and you show up at the top there. I travel to Brisbane. Need a place to stay, huh?
Sure. What's your phone number, sir?
Okay, telephone number 0409 0415.
Mm-hmm.
5-6.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no worries, no problem. And what was your name, sir?
My name Arnold Fine. Arnold A-R-N-O-L-D.
Just one sec. So you're looking for Friday and Saturday night, right?
Friday, Saturday night, yes. This week. This week, eh? You understand, eh? You write that down, eh? This week.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not next week, this week, 6 May, 7 May, you understand, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Okay, okay. I just make a show, huh?
So the room rate will be 159 for the night, would that be okay?
Okay, do you have a cheaper room and what with mini bar and such thing, does included or extra?
No, we don't have. We got a mini bar. You can purchase from the reception.
Okay.
And that will be extra, yeah.
Okay. So I come, I get a mini bar from reception.
Yeah, that will be extra, yeah.
That okay, yeah.
Yeah. What was your first name there? So you want me to book the room for you?
Arnold Fine. My name Arnold Fine.
Arnold, what was it?
Arnold Fine. My name Arnold Fine.
How you spell your surname there, sir?
My surname F.
Uh-huh.
E-I-N-N-E.
Sure.
Arnold Fine. I have a question. You allow service animal in room or not?
Do you have the certificate with you?
Yes, I have a service certificate with me.
Service certificate.
Yes, yep. Yes, I have.
So if you have the service dog with you,
it's a pig.
Yeah. If you have service dog with you, we need
no,
the
no,
certificate
it,
with you.
He has service pig, very similar to a dog, same size.
Service pig, is it?
Service pig, yes, for mental health, and he bent over for me, pick thing up, and bring me my drink, etc. Yeah, my service pig. I have certificate. Yeah. I have
would you be able to, I'll double check with my manager. Would you be email that to us?
Oh, yeah, of course, I email the service certificate. Yes.
Yeah, if you can do that, then I can get back to you with the with the booking, you know.
Okay, when I come on Friday, please have a bowl of water for the pig, and a separate towel for the pig. I have shower with pig. Okay, so make sure.
Can I just put you on hold for one second?
Okay. I understand.
Are you there, sir?
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, sir. I just checked with the manager. He never heard of any service pig.
Okay. I have a certificate. What the big problem? Pig dog, same thing. The same animal. Exactly the same animal. Dog, yeah, pig.
Could you send just, us the details?
I happily do the detail. And a little the discrimination against surface pig. Surface pig, very common where I'm from. The pig, most intelligent animal, even more than human. Sometimes my pig, he fixes my car. He's a very intelligent creature. A little bit of poo and here and there, and he tramples through the poo and takes it through the heart. Does not matter. He's a pig. He's a service pig. He's a service pig, and he very helpful, huh?
Nana, we'll try to look after you. So if you can just
thank
send us the certificate, that'll be right. You know? Yeah, I'll give you my email address.
Okay, let me find a pen here, flicking around. I can't fucking pen. Fuck me, the fucking pen. Okay, I have pen. Okay, what your email, huh?
Is reservation that?
You cheeky, huh? I have my pen. Okay, I send through my paper. Or paper from country in Eastern Europe. So I show you the paper from my country and everything okay. But after I show you the papers, I still need a special bowl for pig to eat and extra towel. Very important. You write that down. My wife is sick. She cannot come with me. You understand? My wife, she's sick at home, and the service pig is kind of my portable wife. I take her with me. You understand?
Sure. No worries.
Okay,
send us your detail and we'll be in touch, yeah.
Okay, I email you now. And I call you back after you see,
Yeah, no worries. Somebody will give me a call tomorrow morning.
Okay, I write down a reservation, I write it down. I have a reservation Friday, Saturday night.
Yes, as I said, reservation is not confirmed. Somebody from our office will give you.
That's very disrespect. You talk about me like that. I have service dog. No worries. Surface pig. Look down on spot at.
No, we just need to double check that.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I love, I respect your strength.
No worries. No,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Arnold, fine.
Oh my God, Arnold is back.
Whoa!
Arnold is a good dude.
Man, I really want to email them just a picture of Bobby. Or just fucking send them something fucked.
Oh, wow.
Should we leave their email in the podcast and then just everyone can flood them with the service papers of a pig?
Just pictures of pigs or dogs?
Yeah, maybe. What about send the best pig to Fully Actual?
Yeah,
we'll email.
Send the best service certificate of a pig to Matt Brown.
Matt Brown's Instagram. He wants to see the best service pig.
Just look at it. He's going to have a look at it.
Yeah, either one, mine or the Fully Actual.
Oh, yeah, Matt Brown 111.
It's four ones.
Shit.
1111.
Chase it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment if you had a giggle, to give us 5-star on Spotify.
Check out our Instagram and TikTok too.
Yeah, it's do all the things that we've said, and I can't wait to get out of here and see you all again next week.
We are the best.
We are the
st. Holy shit. Matt said it.
I love my mum.
Yeah, he does. Fuck yeah. Get her. Go and get her.
I love my dad. He got stabbed in the face. Ha ha ha.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
sorry.
You also got attacked by a chainsaw. Anyway, we'll talk about that next week.
We'll see you guys next week.
We're the best.